he works in another building that's just a total. That's just basically the independent of the city. They'll have to go in and ask
They asked some questions about taxes, but I don't know the tax rates. I don't. I'm doing all the engineering stuff, so that's over my head. You're talking about $1 billion in improvements, okay? I don't know what your house is worth, but you know what check you write? It's going to be about $1 billion, and we think 3 times the rate of a home. So it's pretty straightforward math. It's a big number. All of our customers are accessible by rail, and rail's cheaper. So we're not going to load up a truck.
Well, then why are you trying to get an interchange from Highway 55 and build a road through there?
Because we suspect that we'll get some more business in the area. We're also trying to work something out to keep the airport in place and expand it. So those would all kind of go together. And this is me speaking. I'm not guaranteeing anything. We don't even know if it's going to happen. We're just trying to say to MoDOT and the City Council, you need to think about the future because some things are going to develop here. We do not know for a fact if anybody comes in. So the way it works, my understanding of it, we go online, they check this. The cities, basically, because they're a municipality, they can go to the well. If there's a violation, if there's a problem, they just go and apply for federal funds and they get it. Now, so this is something they're doing because you can't have all these big block industrial properties closed up forever, you know.
But we're going to be there. We have very limited truck traffic use.
Somebody asked about environmental issues on the land. Under brownfields, there's some DNR guys here, but under brownfields, the phase one, whatever the history was, it's in the history. It's done. And if anything was ever discovered in the future, the city just simply goes to the feds and the feds fund it.
So the way it works, my understanding of it, you go online, they check this. The cities, basically, because they're a municipality, they can go to the well. If there's a violation, if there's a problem, they just go and apply for federal funds and they get it. Now, so this is something they're doing because you can't have all these big block industrial properties closed up forever. You know,
sure. If I do my job right, if you pay enough, it won't be unions. Because with unions, I have nothing against like the workers getting organized. When a third party in another city is like vying for political position and just comes in and causes a mess, they will be extremely good. Extremely good. And if you think you need to unionize on top of that, you know, there's nothing I can do, but pay will be fantastic. We'll pay enough, nobody feels like it's necessary. Does that make sense? And nobody wants to take any workers. Nobody wants to create an environment where somebody goes, you know, hey, we need to do this. And it's always for some other asshole to sue someplace else. I got a lot of friends that work in the union. The union, national, doesn't work for the individual. Workers, we pay great. Pea Ridge Mine was bankrupt twice by unions. And it was because, not what happened was you infect a bad attitude, and then everybody's trying to get even with the other guy. We don't want that. We want everybody to feel like there's ownership in the project, that the project is doing well. They're doing much better. And this model has been carried out. We're looking at a model of a company up in Indiana, and they don't have unions in a union area. The guys are getting a great pay, and when the company is doing great, the pay is almost double.
Let me ask you this. You say you're well funded. Is it a public funding?
No.
Through it's not a publicly traded company?
No.
Is it all funded within this country?
It will probably come through a European bank.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that means if it's the European bank.
It's very difficult to get funding for industrial projects in the United States because everybody's chasing these paper dollars, and why would you invest in something made out of concrete when you can just chase paper money. I spent my whole career in the stock market. And the mentality in the stock market and the capital structure is not working for us. And I don't know if anybody else has noticed, but in real terms, standards of living in the United States are falling dramatically against the rest of the world.
Well, I have
and that's a function of a failed capital system.